US President Joe Biden's putting down some early markers on his election commitments to tackle not only the ravages of the pandemic, but also the racism that's afflicted America for centuries. The ranks of the president's cabinet are also filling, with more secretaries being approved by the Senate and sworn in. Greg Jennett is in Washington, D.C.
Congratulations, Madam Secretary.
In its hour of great economic need, America just put a woman in charge of charting a recovery. At 74, Janet Yellen's in office as Treasury Secretary, fittingly sworn in by the country's first female vice president. One by one, the Biden administration's taking shape. Tony Blinken's won Senate confirmation as Secretary of State.
The clerk will call the roll.
And on the domestic front, the president's signing orders to advance his racial equality agenda, starting with an oversight commission on police conduct, phasing out private prisons, and improving access to housing for disadvantaged people of colour.
The nation is ready to change, but government has to change as well. We need to make equity and justice part of what we do every day.
Curbing the pandemic that's infected 25 million Americans remains the new administration's main focus. A $2.2 trillion Australian dollar stimulus package hangs in the balance, and Joe Biden's publicly backing a higher vaccination rate, perhaps pushing above a million injections a day to something closer to 1.5 million.
Well, I'm quite confident that we will be in a position within the next 3 weeks or so to be vaccinating people at the range of a million a day or in excess of that.
The way the White House sees it, pandemic performance can't pick up without the extra money in the stimulus package. And that's the subject of brinkmanship in the Senate, where Democratic Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's still holding out the threat of controversially forcing the money through with only 50 votes if bipartisanship can't be secured.
Americans are still dying. Americans are still losing their jobs. We must not suffer timidity or delay. There is great urgency to continue the work of COVID relief.
Negotiation on a massive spending deal in a deadlocked Senate would be tense at any time, and it isn't helped by the other question hanging over it, whether to convict Donald Trump on the impeachment charge of inciting insurrection. Kentucky Republican Rand Paul is getting in early.
If the accused is no longer president, where is the constitutional power to impeach him?
If he could, Rand Paul would have the Trump trial struck down straight away.
Impeachment is for removal from office, and the accused here has already left office.
In the end, the impeachment's a political, not a criminal trial. All arguments, constitutional or procedural, come down to the numbers. Republicans don't have enough to stop it, and Democrats don't have enough votes to convict Donald Trump either. In Washington, this is Greg Jennett reporting for AM.